Armed American Radio's Daily Defense from the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. The podcast version is being brought to us by Take a Shot Firearms. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. Visit TakeAShotFirearms.com for more information. Enjoy the show.
Defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It is great to have you with me today, not just in the radio studio, on the radio station side, but also on television out on the West Coast. All you folks watching up in Northern California, we appreciate you jumping in here with us on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the Tuesday edition of the program. I've got a good lineup with you again. Mr. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, will be here in just a second. Before I go to him, I want to give a shameless plug because I've got a great deal for you out there in Radio Land. I was talking about it if you were watching my Facebook update during the day with Mr. Rob Pincus from these Armed American Radio Video Network studios. Signed copies of Grilling While Armed. I found myself with a little bit more of them on hand than I thought I was going to have. Premium subscribers are getting a deal at $6.95 off of the book, bringing it down to $20. And in addition to that, I'm going to pay the shipping for you. So for $20 flat, I'll send you a signed copy of Grilling While Armed, the great cookbook that I put together with George the Mad Ogre Hill. Liberals like to put together foo-foo foods that you don't get enough of on a plate and charge you $50 for it, right? And then pair it up with a really expensive wine. That don't go around here, law dog. We pair up great American barbecue right off my smoker and pair it up with a great firearm to wear on your hip while you're smoking up your neighborhood. The book is Grilling While Armed, the top 20 recipes, how to get off the gas and become your neighborhood barbecue pit boss in one day, and I'm going to show you how to do it. It's really easy. Signed copies of Grilling While Armed, visit armedamericanradio.org. Click the Shop Now button. Click the Grilling While Armed cover of the cookbook and use the promo code AARPREM, A-A-R-P-R-E-M, A-A-R-P-R-E-M at checkout, and it'll knock that price to $20, and I'm going to give you the shipping on it, and I'll sign them and send them out to you immediately. Make sure to take advantage of that. Welcome back inside the studios with me. Let's go right over to the phones. Mr. Andy Hoosier from KQAM, Wichita, the great affiliate of Armed American Radio, the voice of reason. Andy, how the heck are you today, brother?
I am fantastic, Mark. It's good to be with you, man. Rocking it on radio and TV and all over the place. It's expanding by leaps and bounds.
Yeah, well, I got a nice picture of you up there. I was going to have some fun with you. I found a picture of a little crying kid that I was going to put up because the kid actually looked like you. And I thought, I'm not going to mess with Andy. I can't do that to him on the television screen today.
Well, maybe. I do cry a little bit when Democrats get their way, so I guess it does work.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do today, Andy. I want to talk with you about a real hot-button issue that is of grave concern across the country right now. Michigan's governor, we'll go to her shortly. I'm talking civil disobedience. Are we at that time where civil disobedience may be necessary? Andy, as you know, for a long, long time on this radio broadcast, on hundreds of stations around the country, for over 11 years now, on April 26th, we begin our 12th year in national syndication. I've been saying, and I've made no bones about this, that if the left continues to push and continue to push and continue to push their unconstitutional agenda down our throats, eventually, good, decent, hardworking, taxpaying American citizens who may have had no more brush with the law than a traffic ticket are going to be forced to make very, very difficult decisions. Now, a lot of people have said, expand on that. I said, no, because I don't know what those decisions are going to be. I just know they're going to be forced to make some terrible decisions. Some people thought, oh, you mean some type of physical fight with the government. I said, no, I didn't say that. I said terrible decisions. We're at that point right now, Andy, and the decisions that we're leaning towards are whether or not to violate unconstitutional laws that are no more than edicts written by power-hungry, power-mad, I say predominantly Democrats, because there are Republicans in this mix as well. Baker in Massachusetts comes to mind, but no more so than Michigan, where the governor, Whitmer in Michigan, the Democrat who wants to be Biden's running mate, has made it extremely clear that you can't go out of your house pretty much unless I say so, and you're not allowed to visit your parents, and I'm going to tell you who you can have over to your house or not. And if you're a grocery store, I'm going to tell you what you can and can't sell. If you're a private business person, I'm going to tell you when you can be open and what you can sell. Andy, is civil disobedience around the corner in this country?
It's so hard, Mark. It's a really hard topic to talk about and to even think about because we never thought we'd get to this point. I mean, we knew it may get to that point, but it's something we always looked at down the road of, oh, something crazy would happen down the road. And you're right, civil disobedience does not mean that we're going to rise up with arms and that we're going to start a revolution or actually have a physical battle or some type of revolutionary war or some type of civil war, that sort of thing. We're not talking about that, at least I hope to God not, because you're right, we don't know what we're looking for. It could be the Rosa Parks sitting on the bus kind of instance to really flare something up right now. And we already saw it. I mean, look at what happened in Virginia when they tried to ban the firearms and they tried to expand the definition of assault weapons in the state. And they tried to say that anybody more than two or three people together would be considered a militia and that they were going to ban that. And look how many people showed up at the Capitol. 20,000-30,000 people showed up at the Capitol. They had the big rally and they were able to stop that earlier this year. That was a major victory for the Second Amendment advocates. So now that we're seeing the coronavirus and we're seeing people being quarantined, we're seeing these stay-at-home mandates, and we're seeing people get very frustrated with this. We just had that big incident here, a big political bash here in Kansas. Is over Easter weekend, the governor put in the stay-at-home order to ban church services of more than 10 people in the gathering. And most churches had already been starting doing live streaming, who were doing radio broadcasts or TV broadcasts or whatever they were doing. But there were some individuals that felt that that was a massive violation, saying, yes, we want to stay home. That's not your place to tell us not to go to church if we decide to go to church. And it was a big fiasco here in the state. So, yeah, I think people are beginning to realize that they were taking it and taking it and taking it. Okay, it's for our safety. It's for our concern. It's for our health. It's for our well-being. Where's the line going to be drawn on this? And if you continue to trample on us and continue to try and take advantage of us, eventually we will draw that line in the sand. I don't know what that will be. I don't know where that will be. I don't know how much people will take before they finally say enough is enough. We're not going to do it anymore. And we will start violating that. And then it turns into what line is law enforcement going to draw? Are they going to be stopping us on the side of the street if we're driving because they're going to check our papers and see where we're going? Are they going to really arrest us if we have a group of more than 10 people go to a church service because we want to go to church? Where's the line going to be drawn? It's a very tricky situation where law enforcement has no idea where to go. The authoritarians don't know where to draw that line to make law enforcement actually try to enforce these things. And the people don't really know where to say, what line is being drawn between, okay, this is common sense for our safety and this is abuse of power and we're not going to stand for it? Right now, we're kind of in a gray area from all over, and we got to start working these things out, because I think that rights, that liberties, that freedoms, from the Second Amendment to religious rights to whatever you may be thinking, wherever you may be across the nation, I think right now that we're trying to figure this out. And I think a lot of people are starting to realize that even though they've gone along with it for a long time, they're not going to do it much longer because it has been abuse of power.
We are seeing a huge abuse of power across the country. Andy, first off, in Virginia, where we saw what was no doubt, and this is just mind-boggling to me, it really truly is, because we are at a point where just literally days ago, Virginia, what was happening, what you mentioned, was the biggest 2A story of decades. Biggest in my 15-year career of being writing about this and being on national radio about this, I'd never seen anything that was more important. Now, the governor did sign, Governor Blackface Northam, hood-wearing Northam, take your pick. He's one of the two. He knows which one he is. And the other guy he talked to knows who he is, too. They both know who each other are. The other guy's not going to stand up and say anything because he doesn't want to be the guy saying, I'm the guy in the hood. But Governor Northam knows. Northam signed two of those bills on Friday. He signed universal background checks, and he signed one gun a month limiting purchases. Now, that's been done. That's no longer the top story. This is the top story, obviously, and we're talking now about liberties, as you just mentioned. So I wanted to point out that Virginia had been signed. We will go back to Virginia, hopefully, by the end of the fourth segment if we have some time. Law enforcement stops. Andy, they're already occurring. Rob Pincus went through checkpoints on his way to Colorado after leaving Florida. They're, you know, and this is a Republican governor stopping vehicles in Florida. It's a Republican governor stopping vehicles in Texas coming out of Louisiana. This is already happening. Where do we draw the line? Now, Michigan, Whitmer, this is a whole different ballgame in Michigan, Andy, where we have an individual who is now telling people who they can have into their homes. So we're beginning to see this pushback. Now, I know, Andy, you probably didn't see my column yet, but it's up now on Ammo Land. I was asked to write an op-ed. If you can take time during the break to jump on it. Now is the time for responsible civil disobedience. When we come back from this break with the great Andy Kimmelman. Andy Kimmelman, where did that come from? Well, I was a kid I used to work with years ago. Andy Hoosier. Geez, Andy, what, I got to look at your photograph now after all these years? Andy Hoosier,
yeah,
KQAM, Wichita, the voice of reason. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about that column, and I want to get your opinion on some things Rob Pincus and I have been talking about, and that is responsible civil disobedience. Do those words go together? I'll be right back inside the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms microphone. If you're watching on television, in just a few moments, if you're listening on radio, we'll be back after this. You know the routine. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believe in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back indeed. Great to have you with me here in the Armed American Radio Video Network studios. The GunBroker, you just heard the rejoin, the GunBroker.com studios on this Car Arms Platinum microphone. We love both of those companies. The GunBroker.com range bag giveaway will be occurring this coming Sunday on the next Monster broadcast. Make sure to tune in. I'm going to be giving away a range bag. I'll tell you how we're going to do it and all that stuff tomorrow on this program and how you can join up. Now, we may not give it away Sunday, but you're going to get involved with it Sunday. We'll be talking about it, and then the following Sunday we'll probably give it away. But one of you is going to get the $80 range bag, and you never know what goodies we're going to put in that thing. You just never know. Gotta love GunBroker.com. Make sure to visit them and to visit Car Arms, please. They keep this program on the airwaves. Great to have you on television out in the West Coast, Northern California area, and all those markets. Great to be here with you. Talking with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, welcome back. How are you, brother?
I am living the dream, man, although I'm getting really tired of the social distancing thing. Although, I got to say, in radio, in the radio industry, you and I know, I mean, this is kind of our niche. We get to sit in a private, quiet studio with no one around anyways and talk, and everybody can still hear us, and we still do our thing, but yet we don't have to be around a whole lot of people. So I guess our industry is actually benefiting from this, if you want to say that.
We're kind of used to it, you know, and you got that guy on the other side of the glass, you know, and we've both been that guy on the other side of the glass in the studios, too, right? That's always kind of fun. We got Shanto down there in Texas at the network. He's the guy behind the glass doing all this for us and putting it all together, and he's protected behind the glass in there, thank God. Andy, let's go to my column. Did you get a chance to take a look at that during the break, by the way?
I did. I was reading it over the break here, and you bring up some interesting points. This is exactly what we've been saying, and first off, kind of segueing from what we talked about in the last segment, I need to say that, first off, the federalism that is at work right now, we have to give kudos to President Donald Trump, is that he has done an outstanding job allowing the states to do what they need to do on a statewide basis. The media goes off on him every single day. Why don't you do a national stay-at-home order? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And he says, no, I could if I needed to, but the states are doing it based on the individual needs of the states, and we just help supply the resources that they need when they need it, and when they call up, we give it to them, and we do our thing. And what he's doing is absolutely perfect, allowing states to do what they need to. I know he said yesterday that he has absolute power because he's president, and I know that they tried to rail him on that for saying that he's a tyrant, and that's not what he meant, and obviously his actions this entire time had proven otherwise of what he's been trying to do, allowing states to make up their own decisions. But let's go even a little bit lower here, shall we? The states are really being exposed right now when, yes, states have the right to make their own laws based on their state's needs, but now they're being exposed for being the tyrants or being a little more loosey-goosey and saying, you know what, you have the responsibility as the individual to make the right decisions. We recommend you stay away from people. We recommend the six-foot distance. We recommend the social distancing. We recommend you stay at home when you need to. We recommend that you walk around with a face mask if you need to, whatever the situation is on a state-by-state basis. But a lot of people, that's just not enough. They want the iron grip control of the government holding their hand, telling them to wash their hands, telling them to take a shower, telling them to use hand sanitizer, telling them to use a face mask, because if they don't, then people will die. I got into a social media debate a couple of days ago regarding the church thing here over the Easter weekend, and they said, Andy, how could you possibly not agree with the governor putting this rule down to where you can't go to church over the weekend because I don't want my family to be sick? And I asked them, are you going to go? Well, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to stay home. Okay, you did your thing to be responsible. I'm not going to, as much as I agree with people having the right to go to church, I'm not going to go to church because I want to keep my family safe. So you've done your part. I've done my part. If someone chooses to do that, that's on them. Well, Andy, what if they, what if I come in contact with them and they spread it to me? Well, then stay away. That's your response. You've done your part. Why is it my responsibility to tell others that they're not being responsible? And that's exactly the point that you made in your article, is that people are going to do dumb things. People are going to do reckless things no matter what happens. And this is – I actually use the gun reference as an example for this. Just because someone does a dumb thing with a firearm does not mean that my firearm needs to be taken away because of their irresponsibility. It's the exact same thing with what's going on with the virus. Yes, everybody needs to keep their distance. Everybody needs to do what they need to do to keep their family safe. It is not the government's responsibility to tell me to wash my hands, to sanitize myself, and to not sneeze or cough on somebody, or for them to do the same to me. The government shouldn't, and the fact that we need the government to tell us to do that is a very troubling situation to me. It is personal responsibility, and I think this is a perfect example where it's a quasi-pandemic, a quasi-crisis in the society, where we haven't seen that in a very long time, and people in society have gotten way too relaxed. They feel like the safety net's there, that everything's fine, we'll be taken care of, we get too comfortable in our day-to-day actions. They hit a crisis, they don't know how to act, and now people that even claim to be Republican or conservative or laissez-faire capitalists in many situations are now being exposed for the fact that they're really not those things, because they love the government telling them to stay home, not wash their hands, not go to church, not go and buy a firearm, not go and take care of their family, but just stay at home and do their thing. Why, Mark, why do we need the government to tell us to do those things when that should be common sense for us to do? And those that don't choose to do that, that's on them. And if they get sick, then you know what? You should have listened, but I'm going to do what I need to take care of my family, and that's the most important thing.
We don't need the government to do these things, Andy, which is the point that I was trying to make. And, if you read my columns, listeners, viewers, you know I like to have some fun with these things. But what you just described, Andy, is the social – or not the social, let me say this – the responsible – let me make that very clear. Pick my words carefully here. It's responsible civil disobedience is what we're calling for in Michigan. I'm going to go a little bit farther than you did. You said the government telling us to wash our hands. They're not just telling us how to wash or telling us to wash our hands, Andy. Now they're telling us how to wash our hands. I'm actually watching public service announcements on television showing me how to wash my hands, how I have to go in between my fingers and wash my hands and do it properly. I have Dr. Fauci telling me how to do these things that we've all known how to do all of our lives. I don't need the government to tell me how to do that. Civil disobedience. In Michigan, trying to go to Home Depot to buy a can of paint for your garage because you're bored, stuck at home, is now civil disobedience. If you go to Home Depot to try to buy paint, that's civil disobedience because you've been ordered not to do that. Andy, if I'm a small business owner in Michigan, I gave some advice over Twitter today. Open your businesses. This woman does not have the moral authority, nor does she have the constitutional order, nor does she have the legal authority to tell you that if you own a home, I don't know if you know anything about Michigan. I lived there from the time I was 9 years old to the time I was 15. Those were very formidable years. Lots of firsts during those years. Think about it. Lots of firsts at that age. Everything's a new exposure, a new lesson from 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 years old. Some of them good, some of them bad, but it's a learning experience at that time. I learned how to water ski in Michigan because a good friend of mine, Joey Clayton, had a boat at his cabin up in northern Michigan. Lots of folks have cottages in northern Michigan. It's part of it's up north is what they call it. And it's well known. If you own a cabin or a cottage up in northern Michigan, the governor has told you, you can't go to your own property. You can't visit, you can't escape Detroit to go to, or Livonia, wherever you live outside Detroit, or Ann Arbor, to go to your own property to be safe, maybe at Torch Lake or somewhere else, or Bear Lake, or Higgins, or Houghton, or wherever you choose to go. Here's my advice to Michiganders. Get in your car and go. You have a right to go there. Now, Andy, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about this. It's a hot topic right now. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios. This car arms microphone is lit up. Back right after this. Don't.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday night special Or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible, and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed America's Daily Defense, the video network studios. If you're watching us on television, great to be with you up in Northern California. A lot of freedom lovers and patriots up there. Under the gun, pun intended, meaning you really don't live in a free state there, do you, when it comes to your gun rights? You are here with me on the Car Arms Platinum microphone in these GunBroker.com studios. Let me take this opportunity to shout out some of my amazing sponsors, please, at Lenslinger Whiskey, Second Amendment Foundation, Crossbreed Holsters, for crying out loud on the weekend. This show transforms into the Monster Cast on 250 radio stations, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios and the Lenslinger's microphone. We love those guys. MyPillow, by the way, I bet you didn't know that you could support the Second Amendment while you're sleeping. We had a record week with MyPillow last week, believe it or not. For this time of year, it's not a holiday season. It was incredible. That's because when you find out that you can support your gun rights by sleeping on a MyPillow, it's a huge help. Mike Lindell was listening to this program a couple years back, and he heard me talk, because we air on 1280 The Patriot, up in Minnesota. Patriot listeners, we love you guys up there. But I used to broadcast this program, the radio show, from the Minnesota State Fair every single year for about 9 years running. And Mike Lindell knew that. He heard me talking about getting a good night's sleep on his pillows. Just on a fluke conversation, he called us, began advertising on the show, and supports the right to bear arms. I don't have to tell you that he takes a lot of heat. He took a ton of heat just for making comments about Christianity and the Bible while in the Rose Garden at a press conference with President Donald Trump. So if you want to support him and you want to keep this voice on the airwave and on television, MyPillow, use the promo code AAR. You get a great night's sleep and you support our gun rights. It's a beautiful combination. Of course, this is the Carr Arms microphone, North American Arms. We're going to be doing a giveaway with them again. Another free gun will go out. DefenderCoffee.com, you heard that. Support the Second Amendment every time you take a sip of coffee. I am right now. This is the organic Freedom Roast in the cup. Second Amendment Foundation, I mentioned. Oh, DefenderCoffee.com, by the way. Let me give you the website for that. The Second Amendment Foundation needs our help. Please support them at SAF.org. Let's not forget about Bursa, please, and Emerson Knives. These people are all supporting the right to bear arms. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, let's go back to you real quick. Andy, let me go into a little bit of detail about my column, if I could, because there's some fun stuff in there. You read the column. Did you see what my homeowners association did?
Yeah, yeah. Well done.
Let's go there for a minute, Andy. Because we're in such a strange place in America today where all of the little tyrant wannabes are beginning to grab whatever power they can right now because they feel like they can. Isn't that a common trait of tyrant wannabes, Andy?
Oh, they love this opportunity. Remember, they want to take advantage of a situation like this because it's all for the health and the safety of the people.
And now they can go ahead and do the things that they would have never been able to do before. Now, I had some fun with this. Let me read you from. For some reason, my homeowners association, I'm talking about now, decided to send a letter letting the homeowners know they were, quote unquote, monitoring the recent COVID-19 outbreak. Now, the first thing I laughed at was that right there. Andy, why does a homeowners association feel it necessary to monitor the COVID-19 outbreak? And I got to thinking, were all of the board members sitting around a war room monitoring? How does a homeowners association monitor a COVID-19 outbreak? Let's go there and have some fun.
I think the homeowner association needs to have the Google and the Apple tracking devices for the phones as they're going to start working with the CDC and tracking the number of cases in their community. So the first sign of any type of COVID case around the area, they can lock it down, baby, and they can usurp their powers.
All right. That was the first part of it. The second part was they were monitoring the COVID-19 outbreak, and they notified us that they would, quote unquote, keep us informed of further decisions. That was before they were, quoting, taking action and closing the tennis courts, quote unquote, until further notice. Now, they did mention, Andy, that while they can't legally stop us from using the playground and tennis courts, how do we know that? Because I found out later they actually contacted law enforcement to see if it could be enforced, because I guess the homeowners association wanted to enforce it, but they decided that taking action to close it was in the best interest of the neighborhood. So while they did mention that they can't legally stop us from using the playground and the tennis courts, if we violated their order, we were on our own if we chose to do so. Now, Andy, I don't play tennis. I never have. But I'm pretty sure that the players are more than 6 feet apart. Is that a safe statement to make?
As far as I'm aware, I was just thinking, why would you shut that down when you could, like, play tennis and you're not within 6 feet of people? I mean, here in the city of Wichita, they just reopened up some of the golf courses today, and they have some guidelines to where you can only have like a group of four, and you still got to do the social distancing of 6 feet and all that jazz. But tennis especially, you're on the other side of the court of somebody else with maybe one other person. I don't know what you could, if you have your own equipment, you have, I guess, maybe you just, you know, transmit it based on the ball going back and forth from one person to another. I don't know how you could transmit the virus playing tennis.
I don't know. To me, it's indicative of what we see with a lot of groups, that mayors mayors across the country right now, a prime example of what we're seeing with individuals that are thinking to themselves, hey, ooh, I have authority. Now I can do these things. And it makes me feel really important to be able to say, let's shut that down or let's do this, even though I really can't do that. But I'm going to anyway, because, well, gosh darn it, I'm going to give myself that power to do that right now under the guise of what? Monitoring the COVID-19 situation as the mayor. Well, here's what's happening. If you drive by the tennis courts. There are people playing tennis. You know, the pools are getting ready to open soon. I don't think anybody's working on them yet, but they will be. And what I found interesting was, you know, I'll move on to something else, but here's my take on the homeowners associations. Okay, I've been joking about them with some viewers. If you're new to listening to the program or you're watching on television right now, I tease homeowners associations quite a bit. These are, in my ideas, a lot of people that are just kind of power hungry. I'm kind of harsh on them. I'm funning with them, but I've seen too many examples in my real life in my own neighborhoods of driving around the neighborhood trying to break bad on neighbors. These are people. A lot of these people that do these things, I guess, because they never had any authority when they were in kids, or maybe they're in a job they don't like, and this makes them feel like they've got some power authority and that they can somehow be a little bit bigger and I guess better and badder than anybody else. Here's my advice to you guys in homeowners associations. Maintain the pool, maintain the tennis courts, cut the entrances, shut up and get off my lawn. Andy, did you want to put an exclamation point on that before we move on?
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I've never been a fan of homeowners associations, and if I ever buy a house that's involved in an HOA and they don't like what I'm doing, I'm going to put the flower pot toilet in my front yard and say, come and get it, because I'm right there with you. I don't like it. But, Mark, this is your duty right here. You were talking about responsible civil disobedience. This is where you come into play, Mark. I need to see you on the tennis court with shorts and a sweater wrapped around your waist playing tennis.
It's not going
to
happen, man.
In order to protest. I need to see a picture of this on social media.
How about sitting on the tennis court smoking a cigar?
It's close. It's close.
We can do that. You're not going to get the sweater over my shoulders. It's just never going to happen. All right. Thanks for the visual, though. I appreciate it. Andy, let's move over to I want to go to Virginia now. We talked about Virginia earlier. AWR Hawkins, our political analyst on the show for many years over at Breitbart News, is the lead dog story up at thegunfeed.com right now. Virginia governor signed universal background checks and gun rationing bill. We talked about it a couple days ago, viewers and listeners. But I want to make this point very clear, Andy, and I want your opinion on this. I love this AWR. He just does what he does. He's the best at it. And he says, Northam's office announced his signature on Senate Bill 70/House Bill 2, creating the universal checks and thereby outlawing private gun sales. He also signed the bill 69/House Bill 812, resurrecting, and that's key, because it had already been the law in Virginia. It had been overturned by Republicans. They got rid of it, and that's what's going to happen again in the next election cycle when the Democrats get wiped out in Virginia, and they will get wiped out in Virginia. That's my prediction. We'll go back and watch this or view this or hear it later just to see if I'm right. But it's also House Bill 812, resurrecting Virginia's one handgun a month to help curtail, quote unquote, stockpiling of firearms and trafficking. Northam used a tweet to refer to these gun controls as common sense gun safety measures, but he did not mention that they would not have prevented the May 31st, 2019 Virginia Beach shooting that he used as the impetus for this gun control. Andy, when we come back, I want your comments on that. He wants to use what happened as the impetus for gun control, but it wouldn't have stopped it. I want to know from you how it works. Don't go away.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show.
DefenderCoffee.com. How do they do that? How do you defend the Second Amendment when you take a sip of Defender Coffee?
They give you the option to send the profits of what you buy to the gun rights organization of your choice. It is a beautiful concept. It's brilliant. Derek Schreck, man, that it just is got it going on over there. I give my profits to the Second Amendment Foundation. You can do the same thing, too. It's real simple. DefenderCoffee.com. You don't want to go out for it right now. Have it delivered right to the house. Ours just got here yesterday. We get the organic Freedom Roast, and we've tried just about all of them. But the Freedom Roast is strong. My wife loves it. Strong, strong flavor, not real strong coffee, but it's great stuff. Welcome back inside. Real quick, I want to give myself that got to give that plug again. If you want signed copies of Grilling While Armed, they make great gifts. A lot of us are finding ourselves stuck at home right now, right? So if you want to do some fun stuff at home and you want to learn to barbecue and smoke up the hood, you can do it with 20 of my great recipes in here, my favorites all times, as I've been smoking up the hood for a number of years, have cooked with some great championship teams over the years. Signed copies of Grilling While Armed are available at armedamericanradio.org or .com. Take your pick. Hit the Shop Now button. Click on Grilling While Armed. Add it to the shopping cart and use the promo code AARPREM. AARPREM. That'll kick the $6.95 off, bring the price of the book to $20 for you. Not only will it bring it down to $20, it'll wipe out the shipping. I'm going to pay that for you because it does cost money to ship it. I'm going to pay that for you. You get a great price on the book. That's $6.95 off of what Amazon is selling the book for. And you get to, it's a great gift, and you get to smoke up the hood, and we show you what firearm to strap on your hip that matches the recipe that you're barbecuing. It's absolutely beautiful. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Andy, I got a little long-winded there. I apologize. But when Northam signs those bills into law,
And he used what happened in Virginia Beach on May 31st as the impetus to go after his gun control. And none of the gun controls he signed would have stopped Virginia Beach. How stupid do people have to be to fall for this stuff? Stupid.
Well, not only do the people that fall for it are stupid, but the ones themselves that think it's going to do anything. I mean, this is truly the micromanagement type. You have that job where you just have that micromanaging boss that's just a jerk and criticizes every little thing you do. This is who they are. This is the type of people that they are, where they think that they have control over everything, and it makes them feel good to do something. And you've heard that phrase all the time in politics. We need to do something, whether it's climate change or the guns or whatever it is. We need to do something. This is his way of doing something when it doesn't do anything. Look, if you have to wait so long before you can purchase another handgun, or if you have the red flag law, or if you have to do the universal background check, or if whatever he's trying to sign here because he needs to do something, how many people are really going to abide by it? Or if you really want to buy a purchase, I mean, if you're going to limit a handgun purchase to one a month, then how many people are just going to go to their neighbor and say, you know what, hey, Bob, I heard you were going to sell your firearm. Let me buy it from you with cash, and then no one knows about it. You can't regulate those types of things. The first two questions I always ask when government tries to do something. How are you going to pay for it, and how are you going to regulate it? And most of the time, they can't do either, but people fall for it because it sounds good and it feels good, so let's go ahead and do it, so that way we feel like we're moving forward in society with progress.
All right, let me ask you a question. If you and I live in Virginia, now I spent, if you listen to me for any length of time, you know that I lived in Virginia for a while. I graduated college in Virginia, went to Radford University, very beautiful place, about 9 miles or so away from Virginia Tech. Gorgeous down there in the southwest part of the state. Lived in Richmond, Virginia when I was a kid. Used to ski that James River when I was 18. We kept our boat at the Virginia Power Boat Association in Midlothian, lived in Midlothian. I lived in Virginia Beach. My parents lived up in Herndon. Both of my nieces and nephews, both of my sister's kids were all born in Virginia. Some of them still live there. My niece lives there. My sister lives there. Both her kids live there. I mean, I've got a long, long history with Virginia, Andy. This is personal for me when I see this stuff. It really, truly is. Let's just assume for the sake of argument that the two of us lived in Virginia, Andy Hoosier. And I've known you for years, and I know that you are good. You are not a criminal. You are not a felon. The state doesn't have any registration requirements. And you want to buy that, oh, I don't know, that new Colt Python that I just bought. And I decided, you know what, because I'm a nice guy and I love you, I'm going to sell it to you at what it cost me. You think we're going to go down? Are we going to go down and get a background check, Andy, or am I just going to sell you that gun?
I don't know. I'm sure that we would abide by the nice government rules, and if it pleases the king and pleases the crown, then we would go and get that background check. This is the ridiculousness. Again, people are going to find the loopholes. That's why the war on drugs was a failure. That's why any time that people try to impose their will, it's always going to fail. Corporations find loopholes in the tax system. Everybody finds loopholes wherever they can. This is what's going to happen. You're right. If I want to purchase that gun, I already purchased the gun. I can't go to the store and do it again. You're going to sell it to me. Guess what? We just handed off and did a transaction with a firearm. The government doesn't even know about it when the purpose of it was going to stop that type of transaction.
That's the key. That's where I'm going with this. Because we know what the real goal of the quote-unquote universal background check law is. Because it isn't going to work. It's doomed to fail right out of the box. Why? Because they don't know I have the gun. And they're, therefore, what's going to happen is they're going to say at some point in time in the next legislative session, we've got to fix this loophole. There's a background check, universal background check loophole. We don't know that Mark and Andy are going to the gun shop and spending $35 getting a background check because we don't know where the gun is. In order to know if that's being followed, we've got to register these guns so we know for a fact if they've changed hands. Andy?
That's exactly the next step. Is that, yes, first off, they have to do it in baby steps. Remember what FDR said during his time in presidency, that you're never going to get the entire socialist utopia. You're never going to get the entire progressive agenda at one time. You have to do it in slow increments where people don't realize it. And this is exactly what it is. You ban it to where you can only get one handgun at a time or once a month or whatever. You do the universal background checks. You try and regulate it as much as you can. You do the red flag bill. Then when you say, oh, look, it's still not working, it didn't work. Now we have to go a step further, and we have to put this layer on it, and then this layer on it, to where it gets to the point where every gun, every bullet, every bit of ammunition is all regulated, is all tracked and scanned, and they know exactly where all of it is. That's the end goal that they want, and it sounds crazy, and most people that purchase firearms will realize that's completely out there and far-fetched, but at the end of the day, that's what they want, because that would be the one and only way that it could ever be tracked, and then still they would have to find a way to get all the black market guns out of there, because they still don't know where those come from.
It's so true. Andy, I'm not convinced. I'm not convinced that I'm going to march you down to the gun shop. I know you. At some point in time, you were talking about it in your opening statements. At some point in time, when are we going to say enough is enough? Enough is enough. I'm not going to bend down and kiss your ring. It ain't going to happen, Mr. Hoosier. And at some point in time, and we're getting very, very close to those days. Phil Van Cleave, who's been on the program many times over the years, I look forward to bringing him back soon now that these bills have been signed. Phil is the president of the Virginia Citizens Defense League, one of the premier pro-gun rights, pro-grassroots, or pro-gun rights grassroots groups in the country, the VCDL. Most other groups around the country have somehow modeled themselves after the VCDL in some way, shape, or form. But he's revealed in an email to CNN, who was reporting on the story, that they are preparing to fight some of the new laws in court, and I can promise you that they will do so. They've been extremely successful in the state of Virginia. Now, here's the problem, Andy. The Virginia Citizens Defense League was successful in stopping, for example, the assault weapons ban bill, which Northam said just the other day when he signed it he was going to bring up again in the next session. That will also die in next session as well. But VCDL was left saying that, hey, that was a good thing. My response to that was, no, it wasn't a good thing. It's not a good thing. We don't gauge success by how few bad things get through. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You can visit him. Just look up Voice of Reason. Listen over at KQAM. We're sure to have him back on the radio here in the near future. I'll be back tomorrow. Remember, filling your prescription for freedom in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio and your television set. See you tomorrow.